grow up. I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I am here with a dear friend, someone that I have enjoyed talking to over these many years, and am thrilled that she is before our microphones this morning. Kay McGuire is CEO and Artistic Director of the Berkshire Theater Group, and it is an absolute delight to welcome her to our microphones. Good morning. How are you?
It always feels like home here because of you. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
for all your beautiful work that you've been doing in the region for so many years, and this year included. Berkshire Theater Group has an ultra-exciting 2025 summer season planned, featuring a lineup of plays and musicals both at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge and the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. It is a mix of compelling dramas and thought-provoking new work, as well as family-friendly entertainment, continuing the company's tradition of bringing just damn good theater to the Berkshires, and we are thrilled to have Kate with us. So how are things going?
Things are going well. I was just listening to that song that you played from Matilda.
Yeah.
And I was taken back to, a few weeks ago when almost 60 children were on our stage from the community doing a production of Matilda. And as I was watching this, I was with my granddaughter, 6, grandson, granddaughter Olympia, grandson Theo, 9. And when the performers were singing on stage, I looked at Theo and he was singing, "My mommy says I'm a miracle." And I just burst into tears. And yes, indeed, they were all miracles.
Yes.
It was just glorious. And a lot of the time, as you know, we just hand over that stage to the next generation for their work, which is what we're supposed to do.
And what a beautiful thing to have. And you do this so wonderfully, the company and the people that you have there, to shepherd the youth and to bring them on that stage and to make sure that they are a part of the offerings.
It's such
really
a
important treat.
Oh, yes. My gosh. And also, I was recently looking at the cover of one of our magazines, and there on the cover were Rufus and Henry Taylor.
Yes.
And then when I browsed through, there they were many moons ago in our production of Christmas Carol with their fabulous parents, Kim and James Taylor. And I just thought, wow, the world just keeps turning and going around.
I was just thinking of the theater the other day when George Wendt passed away.
Yes.
And the last, I interviewed George over at the theater, over at the Colonial. You were there and we were talking to him. And just a lovely man.
Oh.
And such a
Norm.
and such an amazing talent and so humble and gracious and really, really, really funny.
So funny and entertaining and yes, it was one of those pauses when we heard about George.
Yeah.
Pause of the heart.
But how lucky we are. You know, I think also I saw the last time I saw Joan Rivers was over at the
Colonial. My goodness.
You know, and it's
a different experience
entirely. A different experience, but a lovely experience. We get to see these legends, and that's just a very, very cool thing.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about what's happening. You have quite a season. You put together quite a season. And What goes into this? I know a lot goes into this.
Well, it's a time, isn't it? Some of it just happens. You know, Hershey Felder, the great Hershey Felder, entertainer, extraordinary pianist and storyteller, is with us this weekend for Rachmaninoff and the Tsar.
Yeah.
Tsar. And Hershey's been with us several times. So he's performing Saturday night and Sunday and simply said, I'm coming back. And I don't know anyone that says no to Hershey, so he's coming back. Other productions like The Elephant Man, which it opens this week. First preview is tonight, actually. It is in the Unicorn Theater.
We're going to have a preview of that coming up right after this interview.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Directed by Eric Hill, who has directed for many moons in the Unicorn. And that was actually my pick. Oftentimes, Hershey calls. A director says, I'd really like to work on this. An actor says, I'd like to work on this. Elaine May gets in touch with us and says, I have a production. But Elephant Man is an extraordinary, as our wonderful press person, Amy Morby, says, it's a meditation on grace. It is a meditation on generosity, a meditation on the spirit. It is a beautiful story about a man who had no reason in life to be kind and gentle, and he was.
Mm.
And I just, considering where we are in the world, no matter what side of politics you are on, no matter what side of any issue, to be in a room to reflect on grace and kindness felt important to me. And so we're doing The Elephant Man.
What a gorgeous production. I mean, it's such a meaningful work, and
truly,
to see it in such a intimate environment,
yeah,
seems like a wonderful,
yeah,
way to do it.
We walked out of the dress rehearsal last night, and Becky Briganti, our director of marketing and communications, said, "That is really meaningful. It's so heartfelt and beautiful. The actors are all exquisite." And I would also add that, you know, our director, Eric Hill, has been working with a team of designers for many years. And one of the other remarkable things about sitting in that theater was to realize what a team of artists that get to work together all the time can put together because they share a common vocabulary.
Mm.
I mean, that piece of it, the lights, the set, the projections, the costumes, and the composition by Scott Killian, all of the pieces are exquisite.
You don't have to start from scratch. You have all that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? One of the productions that you're doing is directed by the great Scott Ellis, with one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, my gosh,
dear friend,
isn't she
Jessica
great?
Hecht,
yeah.
Which is a three-part invention. And so it's a reading, but it's still a group coming in to use that space.
Yes. So Peter Parnell, the wonderful playwright, had gotten in touch with us and sent us the script. And as we talked, Peter said that he would really like the time to be able to work on the script before we put it fully mounted on a stage. And so we reached out to Scott Ellis. He said, yes, we are now assembling the rest of the cast to be around the extraordinary Jessica Hecht.
Yes, extraordinary.
In a script that, when Peter was putting it together, always had her in mind for the role.
Yeah. You're a good name dropper when you mentioned Elaine May. Oh, my God, Elaine May. I mean, that's legendary. Elaine May.
Isn't it?
I grew up. Listening, my parents were of that generation of comedy albums and listening to Nichols and May, which were just the absolute best. And then she obviously goes off and has this incredible career, as well as in theater. And now she'll be directing and will be in at the theater on stage, you know, at the
she's not in the show.
No, I know.
But she'll be at the theater.
But I mean, she's going to be
on a daily basis.
Hands on
was
the word is what I was going to say.
Hands on, Elaine May.
Yes.
Living in Stockbridge. And this came to us because the Berkshire Theater has an extraordinary history. yes. almost 100 years old, with incredible people that have passed through our doors. Elaine May was actually before my time. She worked at the time that Arthur Penn and Bill Gibson were running the theater. Elaine May reached out to Matt Penn, who I'm sure you know, and is Arthur's son and yes. a very good friend of ours. And Matt called and said, you know, Elaine May has a play and she wants to do it at Berkshire Theater. Who am I to say no to Elaine May? You don't say no to Elaine May. The script came. It is written by the indomitable Renee Taylor.
Yes.
About her life with Joe Bologna. And the play is...
There's nothing bad in that sentence.
Nothing.
No. I mean, Elaine May...
Renee Taylor.
Joe Bologna. Like,
there's
you don't
nothing
need anything.
At all.
No.
And the script is even better, if you can imagine. I mean, the script is heartfelt. It is Renee's tribute to her life with Joe Bologna. A life that was filled with humor and laughter and enormous love. Enormous. Mm. And a great cast is assembling to be on the stage with Renee Taylor, who will be center with her life swirling around her, directed by Elaine May. It is funny. We did a reading in December, and as the old saying goes, I laughed, I cried, I did everything. I said, yes, bring it on.
Oh, boy, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That's really,
they're all
really,
good ones.
Well, they are all good ones. That's absolutely true. But it is, but that's really cool. and that'll run in August.
Yes.
On the Unicorn stage. So let us talk for a moment about some of the other works that you'll be doing, because it really, we mentioned Elephant Man, mentioned Rachmaninoff, Out of Character. Let's talk about Out of Character.
Sure. So this year, I'm going to just move a little bit. This year, on August 28th through the 30th, we will once again present a Festival of New Jewish Plays. And we work with David Winitsky and Wayne Firestone, who are out of Philadelphia. They have been working on new plays for some time, written by Jewish playwrights. And so last year we did our first festival with them. And on one of the evenings, Tony Tacone, who's a marvelous director from California, directed a piece called Out of Character with Ariel Stachel, who won the Tony Award for The Band's Visit. He's
yes.
an incredible performer, and he has written a piece about his life, his identity. He's a young person, Joe. He's younger than we are, if you can imagine that. But written this beautiful story that is about how he maneuvered through growing up, saying that he was one thing when he was really another, and then finally stepping into his own shoes. And again, very funny, heartfelt, tender, beautiful, by a gorgeous performer. And as I was watching, you know, sometimes when you're sitting in the back of the theater and you're looking at the audience, you see everyone move towards what's
yes.
going on the stage.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened during this reading last year.
That's the lean in.
And so Ari walked off stage and I said, congratulations. You'll do this with us next summer as a full production, right? And he said, really? And I said, yes. And here we are. So a full production of Out of Character, June 30th through July 26th at the Unicorn Theater.
Metamorphosis is another. I mean, that seems like a lot.
you look like my technical team when I said we were doing Metamorphosis.
Yes, it's like, oh, wow, that's
yeah.
it.
Well, you know, we start the season with Elephant Man, this meditation on grace. And we move to Out of Character, meditation on identity, if you will. And then we move to a story about meditation on love and the heart and a couple. And then I thought, you know, maybe we just need to hear from those gods again. Maybe it's time to listen to the gods. Having, you know, Greek ancestry, every once in a while I turn to them for wisdom. And so it was David Auburn, my wonderful artistic associate, that said, Isadora Wolf, who was the resident choreographer for Sleep No More in New York for many moons, should do Metamorphosis. It's time for Metamorphosis again. And I agreed. And then I told our technical staff, and Pete Durgan, wonderful Pete Durgan, said, there's water in that. In fact, there's a pool. And I said, yes, won't that be fun? The design is in, there's a pool on stage, the actors are assembling, and yeah, let's go be with the gods. They're funny, they're stern, and maybe we'll learn a few lessons.
That's amazing, and it seems perfect for the time, and the
it'll and be, it's fun. It's yeah. a great romp with beautiful collection of actors.
I think, and we've just got about 5 minutes or so, but I think I've mentioned everything except for the Mousetrap at the Colonial.
Well, we were looking at a lot of productions for the Colonial. And, you know, the Colonial, I really wanted it to be fun. And last year's Young Frankenstein was just such a blast. And we were going through the list, the bucket list. And I thought, you know, I've really never gotten to London to see the longest running show ever, The Mousetrap. So could we just do it here so I can finally see The Mousetrap? And Jerry McIntyre, who's been with us for a gazillion years and directed last year's Frankenstein, will join us for that romp at the Colonial.
And as you said, I mean, it's been playing at the longest running show on the West End. And
I think it's the longest running show anywhere.
Ever. Yes. July 24th through August 17th, so it'll have a good run in the Berkshires as well. Is there anything else you would like to bring to our attention?
Just that Pink Floyd's The Wall, which we presented last year with the great Mike Wartella, who I understand you'll be speaking with tomorrow because he's also the Elephant Man.
Yes.
But he has got some music chops, as you probably know. And Mike Wartella will be on stage for Pink Floyd's The Wall, Friday, June 27th and June 28th, Saturday.
Wow. Do you, is this, where are we in the process of how you feel? Is this nerves? Is this?
I feel good. I mean, every day I walk into Becky's office very nervous, and Becky goes, no, sales are strong. So
yeah.
Please call the box office and get your tickets.
But
I feel nervous about a lot of things these days for the arts.
Well, sure. Sure, we're planning an in depth discussion, and we'll have you and others to talk about this because it really is fascinating, gutting, but fascinating as to what is happening in the positions
hurtful
that you're all on.
For our culture.
Yes,
in so many ways for so many of us,
and it just seems that so many. I mean, I look at WAMC and I think of you all, and perhaps in a very similar space of, well, we're okay, we're doing all right, we're hanging on, but oh, those groups that can't do that.
There is going to be a lot of arts and culture organizations across the country that go down. Many have gone down since COVID. There will be more. And yes, Joe, we are in the same bucket, if you will.
Yeah. We have an audience. We've cultivated it. We've worked it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just have to keep it and have them support.
Yes.
So for us, it's 1-800-323-9262. And for you, it's going to the
www.berkshiretheatergroup.org or 413-997-4444.
And find out more information about all the cool things that are happening at the Berkshire Theater Group. Kate McGuire, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a delight to see you.
You are the best. Thank you for
having us. I look forward to our conversation in a few weeks. Again, Kate McGuire is the CEO and Artistic Director of the Berkshire Theater Group, berkshiretheatergroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.